The president's proposed budget included cuts to important programs for cotton producers, such as crop insurance and conservation. But National Cotton Council Vice President of Washington Operations, Reese Langley, says there was another proposed cut of particular importance to cotton growers.
That's the joint cotton pest account, which funds the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication activities. And the president's proposal was about $8 million compared to the $11.5 million that was approved for the previous year and is what the industry will be requesting for the upcoming fiscal year.
Ultimately, Langley says they expect that none of the cuts proposed by the president will make it through Congress.
We don't believe at this time that the Republican majorities in the House and Senate on the budget committees nor on the agriculture committees will they consider these specific areas for cuts. And we feel like through the upcoming appropriations process, we'll be able to make the case for the importance of maintaining these programs as they currently stand and as they were approved in the most recent farm bill, and we'll be able to defend these programs from any further proposed budget cuts.
Meanwhile, Langley says he's seeing both the House and Senate Agriculture Committees paying a good amount of attention to trade issues.
Just recognizing the current focus within the administration and Congress on trying to approve trade promotion authority and pending free trade agreements. And so I think we'll see the Ag Committees want to assert some interest in how these proposed trade agreements would impact and hopefully benefit agriculture, but also to be cautious about any potential downside from the agreements and make sure agriculture is fairly represented in any final agreement that's presented to Congress.
Both committees held recent briefings on trade issues with U.S. Trade Representative Michael Froman, which gave members from cotton-producing states the chance to ask about situations directly impacting the industry,
including China's cotton policy and the impact that's having on global cotton prices relative to China's commitments within the World Trade Organization. And also he was questioned about what the administration is doing to try to help the industry respond to and address the Turkey anti-dumping case that has been filed against U.S. cotton exports. And it presented another opportunity for a number of members of Congress from the Cotton Belt to raise these cotton industry trade issues and try to help get the attention of USTR and the ambassador to take additional actions to try to address these issues that are impacting global and U.S. cotton prices.
Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.